Let's go to the big political story of the day. The Independent Electoral Commission has lodged an urgent and direct appeal to the Constitutional Court. All of this has been prompted by an order of the Electoral Court earlier this week, which set aside a decision it had made in regard to the eligibility of candidacy for this upcoming election of the leader of the Umkhonto we Sizwe party, the former president, Jacob Zuma. They are saying that they're taking the case to the Constitutional Court because they believe it will provide important clarity on the interpretation of a particular section of the Constitution that was at issue. That is section 47(1)(e). That was the section very much at the centre and at issue in the matter that the Electoral Court heard last week and ruled on this week. So there's certainly prompted debate about whether they're doing the right thing. To join this debate and share his view, Terry Tselane, former IEC Vice Chairperson and Executive Chair of the Institute of Election Management Services in Africa. Mr. Tselane, welcome and good afternoon to you. From other interviews I've heard you give today, you're critical of the IEC for taking this step. Why?
Because I think the step is really ill-conceived and I think they were ill-advised. Firstly, it's not their matter. And secondly, the matter, so it's not their matter because someone else objected and therefore, you know, they should not actually be taking someone else's matter to the Constitutional Court. But secondly, that the Electoral Court, which is constituted by astute lawyers and judges with ability, still have to give reasons and judgment on this matter. So the matter is still before the Electoral Court, and therefore they are jumping the gun by going to the Constitutional Court when the matter has not been finalized as yet. The order is there.
Yes.
And then they were told by the Constitutional Court, like all of us, but rather by the Electoral Court, that they're going to consider the issue and then issue a judgment later on. They do not have to be pressurized, and we don't have to second guess what their position is going to be.
So you're making quite a range of points. Let's go through them perhaps one by one, or at least isolate some of them. Mr. Tselane, you say it's not their matter because it was raised by someone else. Explain that to me, because my understanding of the role of the IEC is when lists of candidates are put forward, people may raise objections. It's always been the IEC's task, as I understand it, to rule on those objections.
Of course, I mean, the IEC has got to do that because it is empowered in terms of Section 30 to rule on objections. And then Section 30 gives three reasons. And it says it is only on those grounds that objections can be entertained. One, they've got to object on the basis that a candidate did not sign a nomination form.
Right.
Two, that there is also no declaration basically binding a candidate to abide by the code of conduct. And then three, that they are not compliant with the Constitution. Those are the three grounds that are there in Section 30.
So if I could just ask you this, because I want to be clear. Mm-hmm. So if you take that third ground, is that not why the matter went to the Electoral Court with the IEC acting absolutely in terms of the Electoral Act?
No, because remember now you've got to read Section 30 in line with Section 27.
Mm-hmm.
And then 27 will refer you to a specific constitutional provision. It will refer you to Chapter 7 and not Chapter 4. Chapter 4 deals with Parliament.
Right.
And then Parliament develops its own processes in terms of Section 57 on how it governs its processes. So when you go to Section 57 of the Constitution, it will indicate firstly that Parliament will develop its own processes on how to run its affairs. And the IEC has got no business interfering with Chapter 4 of the Constitution, because Chapter 4 of the Constitution refers to Parliament. If you look at it, all of it, including Section 47, just the topic is Parliament and Parliament's powers. Now,
let me just finalize this way
in saying that when they are required to check in terms of the Constitution, they misapplied the law and themselves by going to Chapter 4. What they're supposed to have done is to check, firstly, what the Constitution says. Firstly, are you a registered voter? Because you cannot be a candidate if you're not a registered voter.
Yes.
Secondly, are you a South African citizen? Because you are not going to be participating if you're not a South African citizen. Are you 18 years and above? So this information, the reason why it is critical, it is in the realm of the commission. The commission is the custodian of the voter's role.
Yes.
They've got that information to check as to whether a person is eligible in terms of the constitution, because they've got that. They've got the electoral, they've got the voter's role. And that's why the matter of the constitution is raised. And not that they've got to now run and do parliamentary work.
Terry Tselane, former IEC vice chairperson, also heads the Institute of Election Management Services in Africa. 702 Drive at 29 minutes past five. Let's get the latest from the markets.